Welcome to Portage Connect, the official City of Portage podcast. I'm your host, Mary Ruppel, and today we are joined by Erica Eklov, the Portage City Clerk. Today we're going to talk about the upcoming election and voting. Thanks for joining us today, Erica.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the May election is approaching fast. What's on the ballot this time?
Well, every precinct here in the county does have a countywide safety millage question. It is a millage renewal for the county sheriff, the county prosecutor, and some of the other safety elements at the county level. In addition, there's two precincts here in Portage that also have school millage questions. There's one for Comstock Schools up in the northeast quarter of Portage, and there's one for Vicksburg Schools down around the lake area. Otherwise, the other precincts will just have that countywide question.
Great. And I believe the deadline's already passed, but normally, what was the deadline to register? And then for future elections, what's the deadline for people to register?
Well, the deadline to register by mail for this election was April 18th. But with the passage of Proposal 3 in 2018, you can register all the way up to and including Election Day. So since the registration by mail deadline has passed, you can still register in person at the local clerk's office. And if you don't have a photo ID that has your current address, you'll just need some sort of secondary verification that shows your address, like a utility bill or a statement or something along those lines. But you can register up to and including Election Day. Just make sure you do it in person at our office.
Okay, great. And that's 7900 Southwest Nedge at City Hall,
correct? That's correct.
Awesome. Now, I'm sure you're getting a lot of calls, and you usually get a lot of calls all the time about this next question. And I know that a lot of things have changed since COVID, and voting is actually no exception. What are the different ways that people can vote for this election?
Oh, sure thing. So there is in-person voting still. That happens on Election Day. Polls open at 7 a.m. in the morning and close at 8 p.m. at night. If you want to check where you vote, you can go to michigan.gov/vote, and that'll tell you your voting location. Otherwise, we still have absentee voting, and there's no reason absentee voting, so anyone can vote. That you can request a ballot via application. You can go to that same website, michigan.gov/vote, fill out an online application, and we will send you a ballot. But as we get closer to the election here, if you want to vote absentee, we encourage that you come visit us at the office at City Hall, and we can go ahead and give you an absentee ballot that way. So you're able to do it via absentee or do it in person on Election Day.
Okay, great. And can you share just one more time where people can find out where their precinct is to vote?
Sure thing. We have it both on our website at portagemi.gov, but the best place is to go to the state website. So if you go to www.michigan.gov/vote, so V-O-T-E, and that particular website will allow you to put in your information. You'll need some of your personal information, and it will pull up where your voting location is with the address, as well as who your clerk is, and some of the other information in case you need that.
Okay. And where is that the same place that they go to find out if they're registered to vote?
Correct. That same website will let them know whether they're registered to vote and give them next steps in case they are not.
Okay, perfect. Now, the City of Portage actually is always looking for election workers to work during election, and I'm assuming it's a little bit too late to apply to become an election worker this time, but for next time, where do they go, and how does one go about becoming an election worker?
Sure thing. Yep, it is a little past our deadline for becoming an election worker for this May election. But we gladly accept workers. I've got a next election here in August and November, and there's always one in the future. So we do have an application on the web, portagemi.gov, in the city clerk's office. You can also call our human resources office. They are nice enough to help us coordinate our election workers to get you an application. And that phone number is 329-4533. And they will have you fill out an application. There's a little bit of training you need to do if you're going to be a new election worker. We coordinate that as it gets closer to the election, but we gladly take workers, and if you're computer savvy, we always encourage those folks to apply.
Okay, great. Now, before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to remind our listeners about the elections or voting?
I just want to remind you that it's expected to be a rather quiet election with it being a special election. Just be patient, and we'll get everyone in on Election Day, and Go ahead, if you want to do it ahead of time, come see us at City Hall. But we encourage everyone to get out and vote on Tuesday, May 3rd.
All right, perfect. Thank you again for joining us today, Erica. For more information on the May 3rd election, visit our website at portageMI.gov. You can also call the city clerk's office at 269-329-4511. And finally, if you have a podcast idea, just send us an email at publicinformation@portagemi.gov.